September 10, 2025. Today saw several notable developments in the rapidly evolving landscape of augmented reality AR, virtual reality VR, and the surrounding policy discussions. While broader industry trends continue to highlight the expanding role of immersive technologies, specific announcements and events focused primarily on AR/VR applications and the burgeoning policy framework surrounding them. This report details the key developments announced today. CBS Atlanta to launch first AR/VR news studio. CBS Atlanta announced plans to launch the first AR/VR news studio in the city on September 15, 2025. This ambitious project, spearheaded by journalist Jabina Fortson-Evans, represents a significant step towards integrating immersive technologies into local news delivery. The studio will serve as the anchor for CBS Atlanta's foray into AR/VR storytelling, with initial newscasts scheduled to premiere at 6:00 p.m. and 11:00 p.m. local time. The studio's purpose is to enhance audience engagement through interactive and immersive news experiences. Details regarding the specific technologies utilized within the studio and the format of the AR/VR newscasts remain limited at this time, but the launch signifies a growing trend within broadcast media. The news outlet aims to utilize the new studio to deliver a more engaging and dynamic news experience for its viewers. 1. Meta prepares for Meta Connect 2025. AI-powered smart glasses unveiled. Meta is preparing to host its annual Meta Connect event from September 17 to 18, 2025, where the company intends to showcase its latest advancements in augmented reality. The centerpiece of the event will be the unveiling of a new line of AI-powered smart glasses. These glasses are designed with a focus on hands-free productivity, particularly for enterprise users. Technology incorporates a lightweight heads-up display alongside an electromyography EMG wristband. The EMG wristband is designed to read neural inputs, allowing users to interact with AI assistants and access real-time information without requiring physical devices like smartphones or tablets. Meta's press release highlighted the potential applications of this technology across various industries, including logistics, manufacturing, and field service. The company's strategy appears to be centered on leveraging the convergence of AI and AR to create a seamless and intuitive user experience. 4. AR/VR Policy Conference highlights growing regulatory importance. The 5th annual AR/VR Policy Conference took place on September 9, 2025, in Washington, D.C. The event brought together policymakers, industry experts, and researchers to discuss critical issues surrounding the development and deployment of AR/VR technologies. Key areas of discussion included: bullet point, privacy, asterisk concerns surrounding data collection and usage within AR/VR environments were a prominent topic. Bullet point, safety, asterisk discussions centered on mitigating potential risks associated with immersive technologies, including motion sickness, disorientation, and potential misuse. Bullet point, AI integration, asterisk the increasing integration of artificial intelligence within AR/VR systems prompted debate regarding ethical considerations and algorithmic bias. Bullet point, global competitiveness. Asterisk, the conference addressed the need for international collaboration to ensure a level playing field in the rapidly evolving AR/VR market. Bullet point, education applications. Asterisk, researchers and educators presented case studies on utilizing AR/VR for innovative learning experiences. Bullet point, healthcare technologies. Asterisk, the potential applications of AR/VR in healthcare, including surgical training and patient rehabilitation, were extensively discussed. The event underscored the growing policy importance of immersive technologies across a broad range of sectors, including workforce development and digital government. The discussions highlighted the need for proactive policy frameworks to address the unique challenges and opportunities presented by AR/VR. 2-3. Limited developments in other emerging technologies. While AR/VR and related policy discussions dominated the news cycle today, there were no new publicly announced major product launches or breakthroughs reported in the areas of Internet of Things, IoT, 5G, 6G, or edge computing. Industry analysts continue to emphasize the expanding role of AR/VR in media, enterprise, and the development of policy frameworks. However, the lack of significant announcements in these other areas suggests a strategic focus within the tech industry on consolidating gains in AR/VR and establishing a robust regulatory environment. Summary of developments, September 10, 2025. Today's key developments centered on two primary areas: CBS Atlanta's planned launch of its first AR/VR news studio, and Meta's upcoming Meta Connect 2025 event, where the company intends to unveil AI-powered smart glasses featuring EMG wristband technology. Furthermore, the fifth annual AR-VR policy conference highlighted the growing importance of regulatory frameworks surrounding immersive technologies. While other emerging technologies remained relatively quiet, the focus remained firmly on the continued expansion of AR-VR and the associated policy considerations. These developments suggest a period of consolidation and strategic planning within the tech industry. Section break. Disclaimer: this blog post was automatically generated using AI technology based on news summaries. The information provided is for general informational purposes only and should not be considered as professional advice or an official statement. Facts and events mentioned have not been independently verified. Readers should conduct their own research before making any decisions based on this content. We do not guarantee the accuracy, completeness, or reliability of the information presented.